We have two massively huge, tremendously exciting giveaways this week at the Dotto Tech site. First, we're giving away NetTalk Duos. We're actually giving away two NetTalk Duos, which are the voice over IP phones that will give you basically free local and long distance calling anywhere in North America for whoever wins it. And then next year you have to spend like $30 to get it renewed or something like that. NetTalk Duo, we did an interview with them last week. And we also have a copy of QuickTax. TurboTax, which we're giving away one copy each week here on the show. And where do people go for that, Art, for those wonderful gifts?
Dottotech.com.
Dottotech.com. So for to win a copy of NetTalk, a NetTalk Duo, or a copy of TurboTax, which I encourage everybody, do your taxes online.
No
use
paper.
The virtual services. No more paper. File them online. Use the net filing service. It saves you time. It saves the government money. It saves you money. You get your tax return back quicker at the end. It basically turns doing your taxes into a pleasurable experience.
Could you write off your NetTalk price for a year?
No, I don't know. Well, you know what?
You can ask
the folks at TurboTax because they've got free online tax advisor.
You're saving money here, there, and everywhere.
Oh, man, you set me up beautifully for that, Art.
You're listening to Dotto Tech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Cedric Tetzel from London Drugs joins me to talk about all things tech. How are you doing today, Cedric?
Doing very well, thank you.
You are. You get to be the first person on Dotto Tech to talk about Windows 8, because you've looked at it. I haven't played with it yet.
I feel very privileged.
Now, you got to look at it at CES. Was that the first place you saw it?
Yes, and after seeing it at CES, I was sorely tempted to download the pre-beta onto my office machine because I was so excited about it.
Why would you want to download it on your office machine? You've had experience with Microsoft pre-betas and betas before, and it doesn't usually work out well for any of us, Cedric.
Yes. However, what I saw impressed me.
Okay.
A few things. One, it works on fundamentally the same hardware platform as Windows 7.
Okay.
So from a security standpoint, for me to download pre-beta, it is one less thing to worry about.
Okay.
And it will have some conflict. So upgrade is relatively easy. And I've also seen some of my colleagues download it, and they seem to be working okay. There are the odd glitches because after all, it is a pre-beta. It's not ready for delivery. But at the demo, I also saw something that really attracted me, is that it has the same user interface or very similar user interface as my Windows phone.
Okay. I am not sure I'm down with this direction. Apple's on this path. Now, Microsoft is on this path where they're making our computers work like our mobile devices. Because it hasn't worked well making our mobile devices work like our computers because of screen real estate and interface. I understand that. But this passion for unified interface, I'm not sure I'm down with it.
So the interesting you should mention that, because on a phone you have a very small piece of real estate.
And so the tiling system that they've done for Windows Phone 8, or Windows Phone 7, I guess is what it is, it's good. They've done a good job on it. But I don't think I want that on my desktop.
But if you see an interface which has the basic elements of the Windows Phone interface of blocks and tiles... Mm-hmm. But if you change that and think of it as tiny little windows showing what your applications are actually actively doing at that time. So your start screen, for instance, could be showing your calendar. It can be showing emails coming in another block. It can be showing your Twitter feeds. And all that in front of you. And it's a matter of choosing the application rather than having going through a menu system.
I am having so much trouble not referring back to what Apple's doing whenever you mention this, because you're talking about expose. That's what you're talking about. It's the way Apple shrinks down the computer screen so you can see all of your open documents and running processes, and then you can just pick and choose. Is it similar?
It's very similar, and you can also have the you can also organize your different groups of applications into different screens. So as you swipe from one screen side to side, you can have a screen that only shows your work applications.
So you have virtual desktops happening.
Right. So you can swap it over. You can have your social media type application. Mm-hmm. Another one with your games.
Is Microsoft coming up with any new interface devices along with Windows 8? Do you think Apple came out with their Magic Pad, their large trackpad, which allows you to do a lot of gesture stuff to navigate these screens? Do you think we'll see something similar from Microsoft?
One thing interesting which we saw that was actually a virtual keyboard on the screen.
Okay.
Now, clearly they are designing that with the tablet devices in mind. But the keyboard isn't your standard straight-off keyboard. They have both a straight-off keyboard and also a split keyboard, which is designed for people who want to type with their thumbs.
Okay.
So it is it's very tablet-friendly by choosing one keyboard or another. So that type of interface they have shown. They haven't shown any of the surrounding hardware around it.
Okay.
But if you think about it, last year they introduced their new mouse, that is designed for Windows 8.
Okay. And so it's got a lot more gesture type control.
Exactly. That's right.
Which is the direction we're going. So Windows 8, as it'll be in the news a lot over the next year, 18 months until it's finally released, or however long it's going to be, maybe it'll be shorter. But the bottom line is we're going to be seeing Microsoft moving towards a very unified delivery of their tablet product, their phone, and their desktop PC. And let's give them credit where credit's due. We all like the interface on their phone.
Yes.
So hopefully Windows... And you look like you like Windows 8.
It's very exciting. It's not normal for people to get excited about operating systems.
But we're not normal people.
Not normal people. So it's turned a crank of our geeks.
Oh, good. Okay, Windows 8. You can't see it yet at London Drugs, but you can see lots of other way cool stuff. Thanks, Cedric.
Thank you.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.